Driving out to Kraiyuan is just the beginning of a long adventure. This isn't just a play, it's a day trip. I parked my car and looked for the ticket window, but instead, Dr. Carol Carl walked up, a guide for the Save Our Coast Nature Tour. Her lab coat had the acronym MOSQUITO written across the chest. I was confused.
Okay, and what is the emblem there?
This is the emblem of the Mississippi Outlet Scientists Qualitatively United and Tactful Observation.
Wow, and pretty...
Oh, MOSQUITO. Okay, so the performance had already begun. Dr. Carol Carl is actually a performer, as are the rest of the tour guides who line up and introduce themselves.
Here we go. My name is Tom Dulac. I'm going to do some introductions starting over here to my right.
I'm Zelda Kulat, and I'm with the Gators.
Go Gators,
if you have a Gator
right.
sticker, you're with me today.
Come on, I'm Tom Dulac. I'm with the Boars. Give me a snort. That's right. Yeah, that's good. Good. Go ahead.
The audience splits into groups, each assigned to a guide slash spirit animal to journey through Lower St. Bernard Parish. The goal? To learn about the culture, the land, and what's disappearing from both.
Anybody out there particularly good at giving bad news? I thought this day might come, but I also thought that we had a little bit more time to heal the land and to make up for some past mistakes. But we don't.
I asked writer Joanna Russo more about the concept.
In some ways, we look at this as the third in a trilogy that took that further in exploring the relationship of land loss and oil and gas industry here. And then this piece, I would say, is the most ambitious and site-specific of the ones we've done yet.
I actually had a dream about a long parade from New Orleans to Grand Isle.
That's Nick Sly, artistic director of Mondo Bizarro and performer in Kraiyuan.
It was like a big old processional, and there were all these rafts on the beach. And you would pick the band and the raft you wanted to go on, and they cut them, and we left Louisiana. And it was like this really happy dream, and it was really sad for me the next day. An idea got planted in me. It's like, what if we just did a procession for the land that's disappearing? And that's how it started. It was soundbited as like, let's do a jazz funeral for the land. And then, I mean, of course...
Without giving too much away, the Save Our Coast tour is only half of the show. A dreamlike fantasy world weaves through the plot, and cast members switch subtly and seamlessly between two roles. The tour guide's lab coats get traded in for hand-dyed garments, face paint, and instruments. And the audience follows these spirits through continuous song and dance.
Oh, my land, Taku Sherua. Oh, my land, Orla Grambroya.
The thing that came together first in this piece always was the music. I'm very new to the fiddle, maybe 2.5 years. So I learned so much through this work on that instrument, for sure. You know, fiddling's hard enough. Running and fiddling is a different story.
There's little time to rest as you move to keep up with the cast. The story unravels atop the levee overlooking the barren marsh. Hard facts and surreal make-believe intertwine. Nick Sly says coastal experts helped find that balance.
From day one in the room with us, we're scientists, we're culture bearers, we're artists, policymakers. Every step along the way, checking in with fishermen, checking in with native plant experts. So that was telling, you know, working with people like that who work in numbers all day, who would come and say, hey, give me enough facts so I stay with you, but give me enough fantasy so I go for a ride.
The backdrop of the St. Bernard wetlands alone sustains the energy and beauty of this 3-plus-hour production. Monique Verdin is a performer in Kraiyuan and resident of St. Bernard Parish. She says one goal was just to get people out to that landscape.
The real beauty of the production is that you're actually in the central wetlands and you're looking at it and you see it and like, yeah, it's really sad because there's all these dead trees, but then you see an osprey fly by or a hawk. That kind of like natural experience is profound in and of itself. And then on top of it, you have attention that's trying to be brought to an issue that we don't have a lot of time to deal with.
And time's running out to see the show. This weekend is your final chance to catch Kraiyuan. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.
Allons se préparer les temps de prespiner.